And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 7th of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 230 miles west of Bailey, 989, expected Faroes, 981 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, west 4 or 5, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Northwardsira, southwardsira, westerly 4 or 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. South or southwest, veering west for a time, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Trafalgar, north or northwest, 4 to 6, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 3 to 5. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Shannon, west or southwest 4 to 6, showers mainly good. Rockall, west or southwest 6 to gale 8, rain or showers moderate or good. Malin, south 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 to 6, rain or showers moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Hebrides, Bailey. South or southeast, veering west or southwest, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, veering southwest, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south 6, 1.5 miles, 1006, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south-southeast 5, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,005, falling quickly. Lerwick, southwest 4, mist, 5 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 3, 6 miles, 1,009, falling. Aberdeen, southwest 4, 16 miles, 1,010, falling. Lucas, south-southwest 3, 27 miles, 1,011, falling. Boomer, south 2, 24 miles, 1,014, falling. Bridlington, southeast by east 1, 1,015, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 4, more than 27 miles, 1,019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 2, 11 miles, 1,020. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest by west 3, 1,019, falling slowly. Jersey, northeast by north 2, 16 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south 3, 11 miles, 1,020. Silly Automatic, southwest by south, 4. 8 miles, 1019, falling more slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by south, 4. 13 miles, 1017, falling. Aberporth, south, 4. 16 miles, 1017, falling. Valley, south by west, 6. 8 miles, 1015, falling. Liverpool Crosby, south-southwest 3, 1016, falling. Valentia, south by west 5, moderate drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1011, falling. Ronald's Way, south 6, 7 miles, 1013, falling. Malinhead, south by east 5, moderate drizzle, 16 miles, 1007, falling quickly. Macrahanish Automatic, south-southeast 4, 12 miles, 1010, falling. And now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 6th of August. The general situation. Atlantic fronts will move eastwards across the United Kingdom during Thursday. These will bring spells of rain and strong winds to most areas, with gales likely at times in northwestern Scotland. Rain and gales continue at times in the north through Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 5 to 7. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in east. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, veering west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest, veering west later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Occasional rain or showers later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 in east. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain or drizzle for a time. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 3 to 5. Rain for a time. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southwest 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. Isle of Man, south or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, veering west or southwest 4 or 5. Rain at first, moderate at first, becoming good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Southerly 5 to 7, veering westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far northwest. Rain, then showers. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time at first. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southerly 5 to 7, veering westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain, then showers. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, South 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, good becoming moderate or poor for a time at first. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South, veering southwest 6 to gale 8. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And the Shetland Isles, south 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, veering southwest 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin, which means we're coming to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. But we'll be back on air at 5 in the morning with my colleague Jane Steele. That's it for the day here on Radio 4. I'll be back later on in the day, but this is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Buenos Aires and California. Coming up on the programme, just a few hours until Donald Trump's global tariff regime comes into place. The latest development is India getting the threat of 50% markups on its imports into the US. But what's the effect of all the tariffs likely to be on the global trade architecture? Also today, Apple commits to an extra $100 billion of investment in America. Plus the summer of stink as bin workers strike in many US cities. And the sage of Omaha in his last months as the world's most famous investor. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump says there's a good chance of him meeting President Putin of Russia soon to discuss a ceasefire in Ukraine. Earlier on Wednesday, Mr. Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, had what was described as a highly productive meeting with President Putin in Moscow. The US deadline for the Kremlin to agree to a truce in Ukraine is due to expire on Friday. President Zelensky spoke to Mr. Trump tonight and sounded cautiously optimistic.
European leaders were also on the call. I'm grateful to each of them for their support. We discussed what was said in Moscow. It appears that Russia is now more inclined to consider a ceasefire. The pressure on them is working. But the main thing is to make sure they don't deceive anyone in the details, neither us nor the United States.
Donald Trump has said that the tech giant Apple will invest an additional $100 billion US dollars in manufacturing in the US. Apple CEO Tim Cook was also present in the Oval Office with the president. Here's our North American technology correspondent Lily Jamali.
I think Apple is certainly hoping that it will be viewed as significant in the eyes of U.S. President Donald Trump. And just to put some more numbers to this, we did see Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, tweeting or posting to X about this, talking about 450,000 jobs with suppliers and partners, manufacturing at 79 factories in the U.S. You know, do I think we're going to be seeing people assembling iPhones in Duluth or Omaha, Nebraska? Probably not. But they are trying to make a show of increasing an investment that was originally announced back in February at $500 billion. Now we're at $600.
The US president has also announced his intention to impose a 100% tariff on chips and semiconductors produced abroad without giving